Morning.
Is there a sense of which starters you might hold back, if any, this weekend?
No, not as far as just individually or
individually?
No. I want all the starters to play.
Yeah. Why are you practicing in the stadium today?
I just want to be outside. That field is heated. It's warm. Our field out here is a little bit frozen, so I just want to make sure that we get a chance to be outside before game time.
What's Brian DeGrand's status?
And to make it hard on you.
Brandon's status?
Brandon Graham, still the ankle, still day to day. Chances are right now he probably won't play.
Sidney Jones, are you going to activate him for this game?
We're going to wait and see. We're going to get through today. Obviously, as you know, I mean, he hasn't. The physicality of banging, you know, of hitting and stuff is a little bit of a concern. But health wise, he's doing well. We'll get through today and see and you know.
It sounds like that hasn't been ruled out, though.
That's not ruled out. No, it's not. There's still a chance, still a possibility. Just got to get through today and tomorrow.
Doug, if you activate him, you've got to cut somebody, right? Isn't it a difficult decision? Like, you have to cut somebody to put him on the roster?
Those are the things that goes into, you know, making that decision. I mean, you know, are you going to do something at this point? I mean, things like that. I mean, it's just we just got to evaluate everything and make sure that we're doing the best for the team and for going into the postseason. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough at this time of the year.
The starters you say playing, is it almost like preseason that you want to see X number of plays? Until you see enough,
or
you expect them to go.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm not using the term preseason with our guys. It's still a regular season football game, Dallas Cowboys. But, I mean, I got to be smart with it, obviously. And I'm not putting anybody on a pitch count or a number of plays. I just want to see execution by our guys going into the postseason.
How would you assess the contributions from the rookie class this year?
I think they've done an outstanding job, quite honestly. When you think about Derek Barnett, obviously, and his role and his impact that he's had on that defensive line, and Rasul's getting a chance to get out there and play, and now we get a chance maybe with Sidney, you know, we'll see where he's at, and maybe a chance there. And I mean, just go down the line. I mean, you know, guys like Elijah Qualls, you know, having an opportunity during the year. Mac Hollins, obviously, a big time with special teams and some of the receiver stuff. So, you know, the only one's probably Shelton. You know, Shelton, that hasn't really seen the field as much, been deactivated here. But they've all had an impact and big roles. And that's what you want from your rookie class, you know, to come in and play, whether they're starters, like in Derek's case, you know, potential starter, and have an impact on the team.
As a follow-up, you have a lot of key veterans in some depth roles that maybe in the past with the rookies. As part of a winning team, is that something that rookies understand, that they –
Yeah, if you have a veteran roster and it's solid top to bottom, the rookies do assume those roles, you know, and it can be a challenge for a rookie, particularly coming from a college where he started for 3 or 4 years, and now he's kind of sitting or playing, you know, reduced to special teams or whatever it might be. But that's just those are signs of having good depth, good football teams, and those guys have to bide their time and until their opportunity comes.
What went into the decision to play the starters, and is the plan to get them out at some point during the game?
Well, the idea is just to keep the starters going. You know, I don't want to, you know, not rest or not play them, and then, you know, it's 3 weeks later that they're playing a game. I think that's foolish on my part. So I want to make sure that they stay into the moment. But at the same time, I'll be smart with how much they play, how long they play. And go from there.
Is it going to be a field thing, Doug, or do you have kind of a blueprint that you're putting together for playing time?
I think it's just more on feel. You know, again, got to be smart. Got to have a you know, a reasonable plan with those guys, obviously. And really, you know, quite honestly, I mean, you know, both teams are kind of in the same situation. They want to see some young guys play, and we're no different.
2012 as the quarterback's coach here, like, what did you see from him that kind of made you think, like, he could be a starter in this league, you know, and then going forward to this year?
Well, I think some of the things are, you know, size, arm strength, the ability to process information, You know, all those tangible things you get a chance to see on tape, and his toughness. I remember a game I was watching when he was in college. He was playing SC, and was just getting taken shot after shot after shot, but he was standing in there and brought his team back time after time after time, and that's what you want, obviously, in your quarterback. We've seen it in Carson, and we have that in Nick. So those are all sort of the traits that lead you to believe that he could be a starter in this league.
If Nate Sudfeld does get a chance to play, what are one or two of the biggest things you'd want to see out of him to gain confidence if he doesn't do it?
Well, obviously execution, you know, with the offense. It'll be interesting to see, you know, with him just how much he knows, you know. But at the same time, you know, take care of the football, you know, and don't turn the ball over, but just execution, number one, and being able to move the team.
Nick had a lot of success against the Giants in the 10 to 20 yard range, not so much against the Raiders. What did the Raiders do that took away that?
Well, I think the biggest thing was, and you look at the whole offense overall, just our execution, receivers not creating the separation at the top of their routes. You know, guys getting, for the most part, protection was pretty good, but there were still some edges that forced Nick to abandon the pocket. In Nick's case, a couple times, you push in the pocket and buy yourself a little extra time. So it was a combination of all that with the fact that, hey, the Raiders were still, you know, they're still playing too, you know, and still had an opportunity to, you know, win that football game. So, you know, it's a little of both, but at the end of the day, it's more about what we didn't do, and it just came down to our execution in that game.
Some of the guys talked about execution as well in the locker room for some of the offensive struggles. How do you sort of weigh, like last week, you scaled back this week with the walkthroughs? How do you weigh that versus full-scale practices, execution versus rest?
Well, you know, the biggest thing, you know, in my case with walkthroughs, as opposed to that, you get more reps in a walkthrough. You can really dial it back, obviously. And our walkthroughs are not like just they're 50%. They're a tempo, you know, deal. So we're getting moving parts out there. But the fact is, we can get more mental reps with these guys. And at this time of year, it's more about the mental and doing things right there and watching the tape and those sorts of things. Other than, you know, they know the physicality part. They understand that. I mean, we're in week 16, week 17 of the season. And, you know, I feel like at this time, too, keeping our legs fresh, keeping them underneath them is also a factor in doing what we did.
Have you been communicating with Jason Garrett at all?
No.
You said they might want to see their young guys, too, so I didn't know if you guys were.
No, it's just what I've read, sort of what I've been reading and hearing. We don't do them quite as much. Nick is a different guy, you know. Nick's a different guy, and he and I do have conversation, but we don't have the ones that Carson and I had, and you know, it doesn't make him, you know, it's just what Nick prefers. You know, he if he has a suggestion, an idea, something, he definitely will come to me and we'll talk about it, or I'll go to him and talk about it. But yeah, nothing at length.
Doug,
you guys are waiting for the after.
What does reaching 14 wins, most wins in a season by the Eagles ever, is that a talking point this week with players?
I mean, it's obviously something that, you know, this team, I mean, that's a milestone for this team for 2017 to reach, and that would be, you know, they go down in the record books as being that, a great, you know, great team in Eagles history, obviously, regular season. You know, and those are things that, and then having, you know, the opportunity to be undefeated at home and things like that. I mean, those are prideful things. Those are things we talk about, and playoff teams, year in and year out. You look at the teams that are successful and they're always in the postseason. They usually take care of business at home, and we get another opportunity Sunday, and it's something that I've mentioned. I don't, you know. It's not the motivating factor, obviously, but it's something that we talk about, yeah.
The decision to go over the link today, obviously there's a lot of logistics involved there. You got buses outside, there's equipment. Did you guys just sort of wake up this morning and start talking about that, or is it something you've kind of been...
Actually woke up yesterday and thought about it. So it's easy. Yeah, but it's easy. It's easy. I mean, the stadium's right there. Get four buses, get coaches and players, and let's go. I mean, it's as easy as that. And you know, our Tony Leonard and our field crew do a great job of preparing the field for us. And, you know, it's not covered at this time. So it's a great opportunity to be outside and you know, get some good work in.
I can't remember the Eagles ever doing that before. It's been cold.
Yeah, and sometimes when you're, you know, out here, you don't have the luxury of the heated fields behind us. And I just think it's important that you just get outside. It's great to be outside, the fresh air, sunny day. I mean, the wind's not blowing. It's a little chilly, but it's a great opportunity to get some good work in.
You obviously don't know who you'll play in the divisional round. You've played a couple of the teams that are possibilities, but not the rest. Do you or the organization do any pre-scouting right now on some of those teams to kind of get ahead of the game before?
You know, we look at the scenarios, we look at the probabilities, the percentages and things like that, you know, all the models that are out there, and even some of our guys upstairs do their own. You know, we've teams like Atlanta, for instance, you know, we played last year, we're familiar. Carolina, we played this year. Obviously, you know, you got the Rams, the Seahawks, potentially. New Orleans is probably the one that obviously, I think it's been a few years since, you know, now it's a new defensive coordinator down there, so... You know, but yeah, we take a look. I mean, we don't do any breakdowns or anything like that. I mean, obviously, we're focused on this game and getting through this game and getting our players prepared. But at the same time, we try to have an idea of who it might be.
Are you planning on playing Wiz in this game, or you want to give him a breather until?
Wiz needs to play. He's had a couple of weeks now. I think it's important that he gets out there and gets back into the flow of the game. All right, thanks, guys.